Welcome to Win Tucson, a new voice and a different point of view. Here, it's about issues, not politics. Here's your host, Kathleen Wynn.
Well, it is Monday, and it has been a crazy, busy weekend, and we are going to get to the events of the weekend as it relates, and unfortunately, there are so many shootings here in Tucson, too, with our former president, but I had scheduled guests, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't lose sight of the business and some other things that we're doing here in Tucson closer to home. So my first guest today, I'm so excited to have on the show, Stacy Fowler. And Stacy does this amazing event, Arizona Business Networking Conference 2024. And Stacy, welcome to Win Tucson. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, and thank you for having me on your show, Kathleen.
I'm so glad. So I was reading about your conference over the weekend, and this is really a very elaborate, it's not a one-day thing, it's a three-day conference. Is that four-day conference? Three-day conference.
It's 3 days, December 10th, 11th, and 12th, and it's been on my mind in the making for 7 years, and in the spring, I decided to sign an agreement with Casino del Sol, and I went to town the last several months. Who will be our speakers? And we have 27 speakers.
Wow.
So it opens up Tuesday evening, the 10th, with an open reception, cocktail hour, prizes, big prizes. Wednesday, Thursday, with breakout sessions, breakfast both days, lunch both days, and then it ends on the 12th in the evening with our annual gala. And in years past, it's always been at Desert Diamond, and we've always gotten about 500 people at that year-end party. So this is just a culmination of so many incredible people of all different industries, and it went live this morning.
Oh my gosh. So people want to sign up. Where do they go? What do they need to do?
They go on my website, TucsonBusinessNetworking.com.
TucsonBusinessNetworking.com. All one word, all small letters, TucsonBusinessNetworking.com. And they can sign up to be a sponsor. They can sign up to attend. You can stay at Casino del Sol. I think the rate for that time of year is really reasonable. I think you're offering $119 a night, even if you just want to get out
that's
of
right.
your house. That's Christmas time. you need 3 days to just kind of decompress. Maybe that's where you take off shopping, plan your 2025 business year. So what are you hoping gets accomplished out of your business conference? Obviously, people connecting, networking, but what is your overall vision for your event?
It's limited to 500 people. In Tucson, we don't have large venues,
yes.
And I wanted to have it at the casino when you're not in session or you want to stay the evening. You have things to do, not only the casino, but have a massage, go enjoy the pool there and the things that they have. But I want people to leave there inspired by these, maybe some new things that they can do with their business. Or it's not just self-employed people. It's people who work for companies. Maybe they're in business development. And the whole thing started, the idea came to my mind. I was in the automotive field. And I worked for a big company in Tucson, and this whole idea came as if I were brand new to Tucson. I'm a native, but if I was brand new to Tucson, I knew no one. My boss would say to me, hey, Stacy, there's this conference. Go get connected and figure it out and meet people so that you can be better at your position, your job, or get better and get connected in Tucson. So that's what I want to bring people together to meet, do business together, make friends, and have an absolutely amazing time. And I'm already planning it for December next year. I already have my keynote speakers.
See, isn't that exciting? And let's hope that this is the start of businesses healing. I think the market's been all over the place. I think it was up today, I think almost 200 points. But where we do business is, and where we our community thrives is in our business community. And so I spent most of my career in business, a little bit in TV in the beginning, then real estate and development, and then working a short time in government. But I really spent, 35 years. And I think that so many important things get done in business, and most people are in business in some kind of business environment. So, and you're saying there's no one kind of business that's coming. You've got a variety of business people that are coming and speakers, correct?
Oh, yes. And if you go to the website and you open that event, there's photos and bios on everyone, from Coach Mike Andrea to Ricky Hunley to a woman that worked for NASA for a number of years, to Michael Guyman, Natalie Fernandez-Lee, Chris Edwards, Coach Jeff Skurin, Cameron Norwood, Brett Rustan. I mean, the list goes on. I've got 27. My MC is Brian Jeffries, the voice of the Wildcat.
Yes.
Keynote speakers are Susan Gray, the CEO of Tucson Electric Power, and Howard Stewart, the CEO of AGM Container Controls. I feel like this is very exciting. I'm loving it.
Well, I'm loving it. I think it is very exciting. And I think I love the timing of it. It's a great way to close out the year. At that point, the election will be over, and people, I think, can refocus on planning for the future. And I think that's really important that we come together as a business community in Tucson, and make those connections and maybe do something different where we don't stay in our own comfortable little circles, but actually expand. And I love that you've got sports or people that were in sports coaches speaking, because I think there's a lot to be said about those that play sports and those that get into business, because there's a mentality
100%
about winning in business. And I mm-hmm. some of the most inspiring people that I've ever heard are in athletics, and I think that's just a wonderful a venue, and good for you for making this happen. So, Stacey, one last time, the Arizona Business Networking Conference 2024, December 10th through the 12th. It's $349 per person. That's an investment in you and your business vision for next year. And where do they need to go?
TucsonBusinessNetworking.com, and the $349 is per person, and it's for the entire conference with meals and
the
party. So,
So you get a cocktail party, you get breakfast for 2 days, you get lunch for 2 days. That price pretty much just covers your food. I mean, and then you're going to get this wonderful conference on top of it. How exciting is that?
And a party Thursday night with food as well.
Oh, right. Good. I like it. Well, that's a great, it's almost like a New Year's present before Christmas. I think that's great. Well, I just want to thank you, and we'll update people as this goes on. But this just opened up, and this is going to be a great opportunity, only 500 slots. So make sure you go and reserve your spot today. This has been Stacey Fowler on with Win Tucson. We have to take a break. But Stacey, good luck, and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. This is definitely a win-win for everyone.
I like that.
Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Stace. All right.
All right.
This is Kathleen Wynn. You're listening to 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk and community events. We'll be back right after this, because we need to talk about money and mortgages and real estate. And Meg Swain from Loan Depot will be joining me right after this break.
Trusted local news and talk at work, at home, all the time. 1030, The Voice.
4 years. That's how long it took Democrats to ruin our economy and plunge our southern border into anarchy. Who helped them hurt us? Ruben Gallego. Washington could have cut taxes for Arizona families, but Ruben blocked the bill. And his fellow Democrats gave a bigger break to the millionaire class in California and New York. They played favorites and cost us billions. And Ruben wasn't done yet. Democrats could have secured the border. Instead, they invited an invasion and used our tax dollars to pay for it. Ruben Gallego even backed a law to let them vote in our elections. Don't give Gallego and the Democrats another 4 years to hurt us. Give your support to a real Arizona leader, Carrie Lake. Carrie and the Republicans will secure the border, support our families, and never turn their backs on us. Carrie Lake for Senate.
I'm Carrie Lake, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carrie Lake for Senate and the NRSC.
Essential pest control leaves bugs belly up.
With science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate termites, bugs, weeds, especially now during termite season.
No spray cans and lighters?
Nope, only termite solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh, Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
Hello, it's Dennis Prager. Join me weekdays from 10 to noon. 2024 is truly a seminal year, from the growing anti-Semitism in our nation to elections on which the very future of the republic hinges. I'm talking about it every day with a novel perspective. I even welcome and encourage dissenting voices because I feel it makes for great radio. It's 2 hours of compelling and engaging daily content I don't think you'll want to miss. On 1030, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk.
Welcome back to Win Tucson. You're listening to 1030 The Voice, and I am so excited to have this next guest. We're going to have a regular feature here on Monday called Mortgage Monday, and I think it's important that we talk to people that are in the industry, that are working with realtors, that are working with first-time home buyers, people that have done mortgages a lot, but all of it is going on in our community, and it's been hard to get real estate. Kind of hit a wall last year, but this is the lowest mortgage rates have been since February 2023. I've invited on Meg Swain from Loan Depot. Meg, welcome to Win Tucson.
Hi, Kathleen Wynn. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And in the interest of full disclosure, when I moved to Tucson, I picked Meg to be my loan officer. So Meg, thank you so much. Is there something going on in the background, honey? I just hear background noise.
Sorry about that. I had Fox News on.
Oh, we could hear it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We just want your full attention, and we want you and people to be able to hear you, and not that we don't love Fox News, but we want that. So you, how long have you been in the mortgage business?
I've been a lender now for 20 years. And I've been a licensed loan officer the entire time in the state of Arizona.
Wow. And so I just have to ask, if mortgage rates are coming down, they're not as low as they were 3 years ago, right? That's what I keep hearing. But is it making it more affordable for people to get into a home? Is now a good time to be looking to buy?
I think that now is a great time to look to buy because, you know, the Feds are meeting on Thursday, and, you know, we are predicting that rates are going to come down. As a matter of fact, most of the national mortgage companies right now, we're all hiring. So they're looking for processors and underwriters and staff to support the fact that their belief is that, you know, things are going to get super busy again. So they're a little bit ahead of it right now, trying to hire and gear up for, you know, what's coming. But as rates come down, it's going to be a challenge for people to compete for properties, because even though you're going to see a whole bunch of people, you know, interested in potentially maybe selling, you know, because people are looking to maybe make moves up, down, you know, downsize, you know, get a smaller property or get that bigger house that they've been waiting to get. It's going to get real competitive. And as rates come down, they're going to get more competitive. So the philosophy right now is, you know,
get ahead of the curve,
get ahead of the curve, marry the house, date the rate. At Loan Depot, we have a great program for our borrowers that is a lifetime refinance for life program. So, as you know, once they get a loan with me, as rates come down, then I give them the ability to refinance where I just roll the impounds and I charge them no lender fees forever. So as long as they're a client of mine, I kind of become their dentist. And, you know, let's
twice
say,
a year, you know, can review your mortgage.
Yeah, I can review your mortgage. But, you know, better yet, you know, if you were to do a loan right now with a broker and you were going to get, let's say, rates are 6.5% or 6.25% today. I think we're at 6.2 today on a conventional loan.
6.20 is what I was told.
Yep. So that's where we are. That's our baseline today. But let's say in March, rates come down to 4.5%. You know, then ideally at that time, I can say, hey, how would you like to lower your rate? If you were to do that kind of operation with somebody that you did a loan with that sold the loan, that wasn't a servicer, then you would be starting again. You'd have to set up a whole new escrow impound account. You'd have to have new lender fees. You know, you get the opportunity to skip a month and get the lower rate, which is a huge benefit. But you're probably talking about $6,000 to $8,000 in fees that I'm going to save you by, you know, by having you stay with me and stay with me as a servicing client.
Well, I think it's a great product. Number one, it builds loyalty, and I know you do a great job. So you want a mortgage lender who has not just started in the mortgage business. Nothing against newcomers. We, you know, you have to get started at some point. But you've seen trends over the years. And when a lender is, you know, telling you the rates are coming down, you don't really want to be racing against the clock when the rates are going up. But we will watch to see what the feds do on Thursday, and we'll talk about it next week. But how important is it to just see how much house you can buy, to do pre-qualifications? Do you do those still, or is it still an important?
I do. And I have a lot of clients that, you know, might not ideally be ready today, but, you know, they want to kind of get an idea of what they qualify for. There's a lot of programs in Pima County and in the state of Arizona to give first-time home buyers zero down. Like right now, one of my favorite programs is Lighthouse, which is the Pima IDA. And they're, you know, they're giving 4% down toward the down payment for first-time home buyers. It's a silent second, but it ideally is a gift. So at the end of 5 years, the second actually disappears, and, you know, you own the house outright, you know, with just the mortgage that you retain, which is the first. But that rate right now is 5.80, and we're giving you the down payment. At this time, you have the ability to negotiate with a seller where you could maybe negotiate the seller to pay your closing cost as, you know, part right. of the benefit of, you know, buying their property. If you get the zero down from the county and you get the seller to pay your closing cost, you truly are walking in with no money.
So, Meg,
you know,
that's
the way it's ideally supposed to be rigged.
Who's eligible for that loan? It's only first-time home buyers.
First-time home buyer, you can't have owned a house in the last 3 years. You can't make more than a certain amount of money. There are income caps on it. You know, like family of four is like $123,000. So you can't make too much money because they, you know, they're trying to kind of keep it to the first time home buyer that
affordable
ideally
house.
Probably couldn't get that money on their own. You know, they couldn't get a gift. They haven't saved it. They, you know, they don't have a 401k to touch, you know, so that, you know, they're getting that as a resource. You've got to have a 640 credit score. I teach classes on credit. Credit's kind of my thing. I really, if you have a couple, you know, sometimes one of the partners has got great credit and the other one needs help, you know, that's why it's a really good idea to talk to me
ahead of time,
you know, now, right? You know, before you, you know, really want to go out there and go, oh, honey, the house, you know, the couch looks great in the living room, you know, let's buy it. You know, you really want to do a little bit of homework with me first and have me look under the hood, look at your credit, give you an idea of what you qualify for. And if we have work to do on the credit where I can help you with a path to, you know, get the score up, then, you know, sometimes that takes a little bit of time, but I've also rescored people in 3 days. If they have the ability to do what I tell them to do, and there's a lot of things with credit that, you know, and I've done it for years with the credit, you know, that are easy fixes. You know, you could have a teeny tiny little metal collection sitting on you
that you don't even know is there.
You know, you don't even know it's there, and it could be suppressing your whole score.
So, Meg, question for you. So, how do people get in touch with you? Do you do these classes just for the public, or do you have to sign up with you to get a mortgage? How does that work? So, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I work in Tucson. My office is on Oracle in Orange Grove. You know, I've lived in Tucson since 1980. So I travel pretty much through this entire town because, you know, you and I are neighbors. I live in the, yes, you know, the Far East Side in the Tanqueray Valley. So, I try to get in front of borrowers, you know, so if they wanted to, you know, reach out to me, like my cell phone number is, you know, available. My office is there. I try also to work, you know, evenings and, you know, weekends after hours, because that's ideally when they have time. You know, it's really about the customer, you
yes
know, and it's to me, like, the biggest privilege in the world, you know, to help somebody buy a house.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the biggest things that they're going to do.
Yes.
You know, and that for me translates into, you know, their friends and their kids and their neighbors. And, you know, that's how ideally my phone rings if I do a good job.
So, Meg, you want them to call you, or do you want them to go to a website? What would be the best way?
Call, which is, you know, my cell phone number, which is the 520-471-8073. But I'm super easy to find. You can Google me. Like, my office is on Oracle in Orange Grove. You know, on Facebook, I'm on all kinds of social media. In regard to teaching class, I teach classes at the Guard and at the Air Force Base on credit, you know, specifically for them, like when they, you know, they have to have a class. But for an individual, I usually like to sit down with them,
mm-hmm,
you know, pull the credit, look at the three bureaus individually. If things have to be done with the credit on the individual reports, then I kind of almost treat it like a doctor's prescription. Like, here's what Experian, like, least expensive, fastest way to get your score up. This is going to have the most impact. I'm also trying my hardest to keep the money part down, you know, to keep the financial part down, where, you know, they're not spending thousands of dollars, you know, to fix their credit. There's a lot of tricks. You know, one borrower has amazing credit and their partner doesn't.
Yes.
Adding them as an authorized user will immediately raise their score.
Right.
For free.
There's all kinds of things. And without getting into each individual scenario, if you have an interest and you now know rates are coming down, it looks like that may happen, but if they come down too low, there's not going to be a lot of inventory. So this is like a magic sweet spot. So give Meg a call at 520-471-8073. She's with Loan Depot. I can attest she does a great job. And she'll be back once a week. And we're going to be talking about this because right now in Tucson, it's a great place. And as the winter visitors, they're not here yet. So if you're a first-time home buyer, take the next month or so and go out and see what you can buy and what you can qualify for. And Meg, thank you for joining me today. And we will talk again, and just keep up the good work. And I appreciate everything you're doing to help people get into a home. And you've got great products. So we'll talk more about those in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Kathleen. I love you so much. I'm your biggest fan. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the second assassination to happen in 9 weeks on Donald Trump. We'll be talking to Betsy Brantner-Smith from the National Police Association. And you're listening to 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. I'm Kathleen Wynn, and this is Wynn Tucson.
Can you imagine a future for Southern Arizona without fear of crime or an open border? I'm Dan Ubiteras, the Tucson native and business owner, with a vision to restore our community, to make our streets safe. Let's make Southern Arizona a beacon of hope for everyone. Vote early this October for a true leader, Dan Ubiteras. I'm Dan Ubiteras, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Ubiteras for U.S. Congress, District 7.
Law Matters is asking you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8 to hear from law enforcement and professionals in the industry. This coming year, Law Matters will be hosting educational events on topics that should concern everyone, like slavery, sexual predators, gun violence, and illegal drugs. And if you're buying illegal drugs, you are the problem. Because without buyers, there would be no sellers. Stay tuned to Law Matters for more event details as they develop.
I've been playing sports all my life. Little football, basketball, pickleball, cross training, mud events, you know, Spartan races and things like that.
For Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor, staying active means everything. So when nagging knee pain slowed him down, he didn't want drugs or invasive surgery. He found a natural way to get lasting relief. QC Kinetic Cellular Therapies.
We're using my body's natural abilities to get better. And that's huge. In time, that's going to be the way of the future. You know, using your own body's ability to heal. Now I can play day to day and not have that severe pain.
Now he's back out there doing what he loves, thanks to QC Kinetics.
Life is good. You're not going to slow me down.
Leave the pain behind and get moving. Book your free consultation today with QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 520-497-4955. That's 520-497-4955. 520-497-4955.
Hi, if you're here on the Next Hugh Hewitt Show, Senator Tom Cotton joins me to detail how wrong Kamala Harris was, how very, very ill-informed she is about where Americans are indeed in combat zones, because they are, and it's astonishing the vice president does not know that. I'll talk to you on the Next Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hugh Hewitt, live weekday mornings from 4 to 6 on 1030 The Voice. Tucson's only live local news and talk.
Welcome back to Win Tucson on this Monday, September 16th, 2024. And I am happy to be joined by Betsy Smith, Betsy Brantner Smith, the national spokesperson for the Police Association. Betsy, welcome to Win Tucson.
Hey, Kathleen, thanks for having me.
So, second assassination attempt, I think, unless you didn't have any phone, TV, or radio, you might not know at this moment. So we might be breaking news to somebody who's just turning on their radio for the first time on Monday afternoon. I doubt it. So what can you tell us? Because when you and I first got the text, I think yesterday morning, there wasn't a lot of information, but now there is. So the shooter, I believe he's now been charged. He was arraigned and charged today. What can you tell the listeners? What do we need to know?
So the would-be attempted assassin, Ryan Ruth, who has a long and violent criminal history, was charged with some gun crimes today. Now, there will be more charges forthcoming, likely federal as well as state. You know, he has a lengthy history of, first of all, a lengthy history as a violent criminal. He barricaded himself in his business in 2002, was charged with many violent crimes. He then somehow, he moved to Hawaii and then became sort of a pro-Ukrainian would-be freedom fighter. He was trying to recruit people to go to the Ukraine to help. We now know that, you know, he was within less than 300 yards of Donald Trump on this golf course. I've been down there. I've traveled.
Yes.
Right by, you know, right on that highway. I've traveled the route that he traveled that the police chased him yesterday. He was very close to President Trump. We now know that he was in and around the golf course there for at least 12 hours. He had food. He had a camera. And, you know, that's incredibly disturbing.
Betsy, can I ask you?
We also know. Oh, sure.
Can I ask? I'm so sorry. So if he was there for 12 hours, this was not, you know, when Trump comes out, there's publicized rallies and everything else. So was he just hoping? Had he been tipped off? How did he know to be there? Or was he just hoping that Donald Trump was going to go golfing? And had he been there before?
Kathleen, isn't that an interesting question? Because this golf game was not a standing tee time for Donald
right.
Trump. This was kind of an impromptu golf game. So we don't really know why Ryan Ruth thought that President Trump might be there. So that's one of the many questions that I believe Alejandro Mayorkas should be answering. I think he should do a primetime press conference. Tonight would be a great time for that. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas, as I hope most of your listeners know, has already been impeached. But
he could have a second chance. He could shine tonight and actually give us information. I'm not holding my breath.
Nothing has yet happened to him. Yes. No, and don't, because that would be terrible. But he's the guy ultimately in charge of this. You know, the Secret Service, just the Secret Service itself, one of the many federal law enforcement agencies under Secretary Mayorkas, and they have a $3.6 billion, and yes, I said billion-dollar budget to do what they need to do to keep protectees like Donald Trump safe. They have 3,200 agents. They have about 1,300 in the uniform division, in addition to those 3,200 special agents, and they have about 2,000 other personnel. And yet, they didn't expand the perimeter enough, or utilize their drone technology and other even lower tech things that they have, like canines. To create a better perimeter so that Donald Trump could golf on his own golf course. So once again, 60 days after the first attempt on Donald Trump's life, where we really have no answers other than the report that went to Congress last week that did detail a lot of the mistakes made. We still don't know that shooter's motive. His parents have lawyered up, and now we don't know their involvement. Now we have a guy who, you know, votes prolifically to the Democrats, is very right. anti-Trump, but we don't know what triggered him. We don't know how he knew Donald Trump would be there. And while we have some great work by, especially by local law enforcement,
yes,
in two counties there in southern Florida, we really have more questions than answers.
Well, so, and Betsy, you brought up a point, no canine, no drones, but we're being told that Donald Trump isn't a current president, so he gets like the economy class of protection. He's not getting first class protection. He's only because he, you know, that was, I've heard it on like seven different news programs. Well, he's not the president anymore. So the level of protection he gets, again, the man was almost assassinated. He bled the last time. Thank God this guy didn't get closer. And now I've heard 300 yards, 400 yards, 500 yards, depending on who's telling us. I'm sure by tomorrow, some of the more liberal media will just say, oh, well, the guy wasn't, you know, he had walked away to get lunch. He just left all his stuff. I am confident that they will keep diminishing this. And to me, that just stood out as a big red flag to, does it really matter? Shouldn't he be getting protection? He's the leading candidate in what I will call the opposition party to the current president. And why isn't it that there's more protection for Donald Trump right now? Clearly, everyone is ramped up. You have people that are being told to hate. He's been compared to Hitler, for goodness sakes. People are out of their minds. And why not protect him? I mean, you wonder what side the other side is on, and are they encouraging this? And I don't want to lay that at, you know, Kamala Harris's feet or Joe Biden's feet, but somebody who's in charge and who is not doing their job, because these are two failures in a two-month period. These are failures. Yes, Donald Trump's still alive, and this wasn't as serious as the last one, but they're still failures.
And let me throw in one more wrench into this. The FBI agent in charge of the Miami field office, who is in charge of this assassination attempt investigation, is a guy by the name of Jeffrey Veltri. Jeffrey Veltri, and I encourage everybody to go to General Mike Flynn's Twitter account, his ex account, and read about This has been all over the socials this morning. Jeffrey Valtteri is a very, very anti-Trump FBI special agent in charge. All of his social media was wiped per FBI whistleblowers before he was promoted and put in charge of the Miami field office, where, yes, Donald Trump resides. So there are things happening that we could call coincidences, and that's really all that we know about them right now, that these are coincidences. But, Kathleen, as you know, law enforcement is not to be politicized, and yet, sadly, the FBI and the Secret Service, A, have become terribly politicized, and B, have become the victims of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, to the point where there are huge leadership issues. And for the Secret Service has what we call a zero fail mission. When you fail in your mission as a Secret Service agent or a group of Secret Service agents, somebody likely gets hurt. We saw that 60 days ago in Butler. Yesterday, they were more successful, again, with a great deal of help from the citizenry there in South Florida, as well as local law enforcement. But the American public deserves answers as to why, exactly what you just said, Kathleen, why isn't Donald Trump receiving more and better security? And what we have seen in the media so far and from politicians is either the continued vilification of Donald Trump or the continued dehumanization yes. of Donald Trump. In other words, they want people to see him not as a human. Within minutes, Hakeem Jeffries was tweeting out dehumanizing language about Donald Trump. Yep. And last night, inexplicably, 60 Minutes aired a January 6th special.
Of course they did.
Again, calling Donald Trump a danger to democracy.
Betsy,
it's horrific and it's inexplicable. I know we got to
take a short break. I'm so sorry, but we will come back and we'll pick it up there. We are talking to Betsy Brantner-Smith, the spokesperson for the National Police Association. You are listening to 1030 The Voice. This is Wynn Tucson. I'm Kathleen Wynn. Stay with us because you won't hear what you're going to hear next on Wynn Tucson. You won't hear it anywhere else. We'll be back right after this.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now.
Apple announced that its AirPods Pro 2 will soon work as a hearing aid. Through a software-based upgrade expected to be cleared and available this fall, the hearing aid feature for AirPods Pro 2 joins a growing class of over-the-counter hearing aids, meant for people with mild or moderate hearing loss. They've only been available without prescription since late 2022. While more factors like long wear comfort and practicality will ultimately determine how AirPods will work as hearing aids, they're expected to give consumers a more approachable and more affordable choice to treating hearing loss.
Stay up to date with the latest by visiting CNET.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love, with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It's your town. Get up and get involved.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. If you missed our discussion of the second assassination attempt of Donald Trump, plus Dr. DeFilippo and Brother Joe came part on Monday, check out KVOI.com. We'll see you on Tuesday. It's me and Felipe Garcia from Visit Tucson, just talking Mexican food, hopefully for the entire show.
It's Wake Up Tucson with Chris DeSimone. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 on 1030 The Voice.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Welcome back to Win Tucson. We are discussing the second attempt at taking President Trump's life that we know about. And so, Betsy, before we went to break, you were talking about Jeffrey Valtre, and the idiom, the fox guarding the hen house, kind of came to mind. You know, it's used to describe when someone is put in a position that is too tempting for them to ignore. And so my point is that this man, who is clearly not in support of President Trump, is in charge of his safety. And that should, again, be of great concern today when Mr. Rouse, I believe is Routh, was charged. He had this, you know, kind of disturbed man grinning in federal court, kind of proud of what he had done, his newfound fame. Clearly, this man had to be or should have been on somebody's radar. So is the attention going to go to Valtre as a scapegoat, or are they going to go up the chain and figure out that what they're doing is insufficient to protect Donald Trump?
Well, Valtre is in charge of the Miami field office of the FBI, but ultimately the Secret Service is in charge of Donald Trump's safety. So here's the conundrum. We ran into this in Butler as well, where the FBI says, well, we're investigating the assassination attempt, but we're not actually investigating the Secret Service. You have the same problem here in South Florida. So Jeffrey Valtre, who by all of his own admonitions is a not a fan of Donald Trump. He's in charge of the investigation into the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Now, who's going to investigate the mistakes potentially made by the Secret Service, just like we had in Butler, Pennsylvania? Who ultimately is in charge of that investigation? Congress. So are we going to have to wait for Congress once again to create another task force? Are they going to add this to the investigation that continues to be ongoing about mistakes that the Secret Service made? This is one of the problems. Understand what everybody needs to know, that when a local, county, or state law enforcement officer does something wrong on certain levels, it's the FBI who investigates us. There's really no one except the IG to investigate the FBI. And the FBI says that it does not investigate the Secret Service. So who is left to determine who made the mistakes and why? And again, this is why I go back to Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the guy in charge. He's also the guy in charge of the border, and we see how that's going. So what we need to know as well,
then
the
at least,
American
but then
public,
Kamala Harris will have somebody to blame. Right. So isn't that because even though she's the border czar, she'll have someone to blame. And isn't that what we have right now? It's you're right. Congress is still working on the first assassination attempt. We are just getting those facts out. And those facts, we actually know more about this from the second attempt than we do from the first attempt at this point, 24 hours later, which is problematic for so many different
absolutely
reasons.
Let's go back to. Go back real quick, everybody, in your mind to 2018. What if we had two attempts on the life of Barack Obama during the Trump administration? Two attempts in 60 days, and all Trump did was tweet, "I'm glad he's okay," because that's what's happened with Joe Biden. People would be enraged, rightfully so.
Right.
Ultimately, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in charge of these agents of this agency that's supposed to be keeping Donald Trump, and the one that's supposed to be investigating yet another assassination attempt. So we as taxpayers deserve to know, and we're not getting the answers we should.
I just and when this happens, it reminds you of other situations. And here in Tucson, I remember when I started my job at the Arizona Attorney General's office. And was at an event, I think, I don't remember the exact date, and I apologize, January 10th, January 11th. And our own Congresswoman, Gabby Giffords, was shot. And not only was she, and when we first heard, had heard she had died at the scene. And she had obviously not, and we're glad for that, but other people did. And so not only are these situations putting people at risk, besides the intended victim, but then other people that are there. And so for me, I don't understand the liability that the government, it seems to me that the focus is not where it should be if this is your job. If your job is Secret Service, and this is, I think the Secret Service handled it perfectly yesterday. They noticed this, they got him, they arrested the guy. We know more information than we did 24 hours later than we do on the first one. So I have to also say this is good. But you go back to that situation, which is now 13, 14 years ago, we knew Jared Loughner was the guy that was the shooter then. We knew about him. He was on the radar. Sheriff Dubnik was the sheriff at the time, and he, I know personally, he felt he had failed. But they were more honest and forthcoming, and now this just reeks of a cover-up. And information, you get some information, but you don't get everything. And I think that people have a right to be upset, but not at Donald Trump. And for me, this is what I was thinking about this last night. If they kill Donald Trump with all their anger and all their hatred and all the vitriol, who's next? Who's next? Because if they kill him off, what are they going to do? It won't end there. And that's what bothers me more than anything. You've got the J6ers. You've got Steve Bannon in jail. They got Tucker Carlson off the air. They are constantly looking for a target. Who's next?
Well, you're right. And these individuals and these groups who use this inflammatory and dehumanizing language to paint President Trump as some sort of existential threat, they're not going to stop, Kathleen, because it continues to benefit them. There is no reason for them to stop talking about him the way that they do. And we've gotten a little lip service, you know, from Kamala Harris, who said, all political violence is bad. That was basically her statement. And but they don't call for a calming down of the rhetoric. And in fact, they call for Donald Trump to calm down his rhetoric. That is akin to telling a rape victim that you can't wear a miniskirt anymore,
right?
Because that's why you got raped.
Yes.
And he is not being treated as a victim. And God bless Donald Trump. What a warrior this guy is. You know, we don't get involved in candidates at the National Police Association. But, you know, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I look at Donald Trump and the way he's handled both of these situations. And the man is just an absolute warrior, where he immediately is concerned about other people. Is everybody else okay? And then he says, I'm not going to stop. You know, he's doing this because he loves this country and he loves the American people, you know, not because he's going to benefit from it. But I go back to what kind of information are we getting? I know there was a drone in the air. We had some drone footage. But we still don't have answers to the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter's motive. Are we going to get answers to this, or are we going to just be told, well, this guy's just kind of a mentally ill whack job? Where did he get the gun? How was he in and around the golf course for 12 hours? And, you know, yes, the Secret Service got him into custody, again, with the help of local law enforcement. But we haven't heard the details. We've heard maybe the Secret Service agent took a shot at him. We don't know if the suspect, Ruth, got a shot off. We don't know if the Secret Service agent did engage him. He didn't hit him. So we need to talk about that, because we've been hearing in law enforcement training circles for a long time, Kathleen, that the Secret Service is short-staffed,
yes,
overworked, and they don't get enough training time.
Yes, that some people that are on the ground have had a 2-hour video training. That is the extent of their training, and then they're supposed to go out and protect whoever their asset is. I just, yeah. And again, to the DEI part of this, we need to, you know, the former head of Secret Service wanted more women in Secret Service. And obviously, as a woman, you're a woman officer. I'm not trying to demean women law enforcement. I'm a big fan. but they need to be properly trained, especially when you have someone of this caliber. This is somebody who led this country for 4 years, successfully, actually. And he has clearly been targeted. At this point, if you're not, if you don't agree with that, or, you know, already the narrative was, well, he staged this to get sympathy because he right. didn't do well in the debate. What? Like, shut the front door. I am so tired. But that's de-escalation, right? That's de-escalation. So we have to, be responsible. I did a little screaming at my TV yesterday, but I was in my own home. No one could hear me. I think that I want people to be intelligent about what's going on. And why are they trying to take this guy out? Because he was one of them and he knows too much. And if they take him out, they think that that'll you know, put everything back in the Pandora's box. I hope and pray the American people are paying attention to what is happening. And if he's not there to stand in the gap, who's going to be next? And this is not something to be taken lightly. In a tweet from the current president, Mayorkas, they're not giving this the seriousness that they gave to George Floyd. It's offensive. And it's ridiculous. And I think we need to be very loud about this. So we are almost to the end of our time. It goes so quickly when you're here. I so appreciate your point of view. Thank you for joining us today. And we will watch as this unfolds. And if we hear something very exciting, we will get you back. And I appreciate you, Betsy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we will be back tomorrow. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. I've got 3 or 4 guests, and so join us. This is Kathleen Wynn. This is Ben Wynn Tucson on 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. You don't want to miss this.
KVOI Cortero, Tucson's only live local news and talk. 1030 The Voice, a Bustos Media station, online at KVOI.com.